This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Red Cross was renewing efforts to evacuate civilians in a convoy from the besieged port of Mariupol on Saturday as Russian forces look to be regrouping for fresh attacks in southeast Ukraine. Encircled since the early days of Russia's five-week-old invasion, Mariupol has been Moscow's main target in Ukraine's southeastern region of Donbas. Tens of thousands of civilians are trapped there with scant access to food and water. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, sent a team on Friday to lead a convoy of about 54 Ukrainian buses and other private vehicles out of the city, but they turned back, saying they were unable to proceed. They'll try again on Saturday to facilitate the safe passage of civilians, the ICRC statement. A previous Red Cross evacuation attempt in early March failed. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to establish various humanitarian corridors during the war to allow the evacuation of civilians from cities and have traded blame when evacuations fail. The war has killed thousands, uprooted a quarter of Ukraine's population, and devastated several cities. More than 4.1 million people have fled Ukraine, according to the United Nations. After failing to take a major Ukrainian city since launching the invasion on February 24th, Russia says it has now shifted its focus to the southeast, where it has backed separatist forces since 2014. In an early morning video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian troops had moved towards Donbas and the heavily bombarded northeastern city of Kharkiv. Russia has depicted its drawdown of forces near Kyiv as a goodwill gesture in peace negotiations. Ukraine and its allies says they're regrouping. This is VOA News. Mali's army is saying that it has killed 203 combatants in an operation in the center of Sahel state, an apparent uptick in violence in the conflict-torn country. The army said the March 23rd through 31st military operation took place in Sahel's Moura area, which is termed a terrorist fiefdom. Soldiers killed 203 militants, arrested 51 people, and seized large quantities of weapons, according to the army's statement. The announcement comes as numerous social media reports in Mali this week alleged that dozens of people, including civilians, had been killed in Moura. Reacting to the news on Saturday, the UN's peacekeeping mission in Mali, known as MINUSMA, stated that it was very concerned about the allegations of violence against civilians. Poor access to Mali's conflict areas and a relative lack of independent information sources mean that figures provided by either the government or armed groups are difficult to confirm. An impoverished nation of around 21 million people, Mali has struggled to contain a jihadist insurgency that emerged in 2012 before spreading to neighboring Burkina Faso and Niger. The country has seen an apparent uptick in violence in recent weeks. The UN said on Friday that thousands of people fleeing fighting in Mali have arrived in Niger. In the U.S., COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have plunged to their lowest levels since the summer of 2020, offering a much-needed break to healthcare workers and patients alike following the Omicron surge. The number of patients hospitalized with the coronavirus has fallen more than 90% in more than 2 months. And some hospitals are going days without a single COVID-19 patient in the ICU for the first time since early 2020. The freed-up beds are expected to help U.S. hospitals retain exhausted staff, treat non-COVID-19 patients more quickly, and cut down on inflated costs. More family members can visit loved ones as well, and doctors hope to see a correction to the slide in pediatric visits, yearly checkups, and cancer screenings. Pope Francis set off on a two-day visit to the Mediterranean island nation of Malta on Saturday, a trip that was postponed in March 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Pope is expected to use this visit to address the issue of European migration, which has become an increasing concern with the war in Ukraine. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.